back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And I know it sounds a little redundant, but got to keep reminding people to sign up for that big poker tournament. Happens a week from tomorrow. Teresa Strauss is going to be there. Frank Kramer will be out there as well.
Frank Kramer here.
No, Frank Kramer there.
Frank Kramer here.
Well, if we were at the Commerce, it would be Frank Kramer here, but it's Frank Kramer there. And Randy Wang will be there. Also, Gina Grad. And do you know what you're going to wear yet, Gina? Have you decided?
No, it's a big surprise.
Wow, big surprise.
Another nurse's outfit?
Yeah.
I hate you, Randy.
Jesus Christ. Mics are still on, kids, please. So we'll be out there a week from Thursday for the big poker tournament. And it's a Texas Hold'em No Limit Poker Tournament. I looked that up. If you don't know what that means, I'm not going to sit down and explain all the rules of the game. But it's a fairly simple poker game. And you don't have to be a genius to learn how to play. And you don't have to be a pro to win. I think last time, the guy who won had only been playing for a couple weeks. So go to our website, sign up for it. And if we select you, you will be down there kicking ass, enjoying, you know, drinks and cigarettes and food and all kinds of crap down there. So 971fmtalk.com. Excuse me, 971fmtalk.com.
God damn it.
Jack Silver, please, program director, just swearing. What is he swearing about?
God damn it.
Jack, please. All right, I saw this online today, and it's a fairly interesting sort of thing that happens to people once you get older. And it happens to some of us when we're younger, and it happens to some of us never, you know. But losing the desire for sex, right? And I don't know if it happens with, you know, with women on a regular basis or more regularly than guys. But I think it happens with guys, too. You know, you got your work, you got the kids, you got bills to worry about. Maybe you're smoking and drinking, and that takes a little bit out of you. And either your testosterone drops, or you just say, I'm just too beat. And you sort of, you know, lose that desire. You know, like when you're like 17, 18, 19, you're like, you couldn't get enough. And you wanted to have sex with everybody, you know, with everybody you ran into, all these chicks at school. And then as you get old, you're like, you know, it's still, you know, still into it. And then you get in your, like, 40s. I don't know if it happens to a lot of people, but I'm 45. It's happened to me, and I guess I got to do something about it. Because my wife is going to, you know, kill me. But I'm just not the, you know, I used to sell myself when I first started on the station as the guy that puts Tarzan in Tarzana.
Are you serious?
Yeah, serious, Doug. You don't remember that? And now I put, you know, the bed in bedroom. You know, all I do is, you know, sleep and work and play with my kid. And I got to do something about it. So if anybody has a tip or perhaps, you know, how you get your interest back. And I don't want to go, you know, too Bonaducci on this. Because Bonaducci gave me a phone number of a guy that he recommended. And I don't want to go that far where, you know, you just, you know, every, you know, you're constantly, you're 24 hours a day, you got a boner.
Bitch, we entertain!
Yeah, I'm not sure if I want to go that direction either. I want to go somewhere in between. And I don't know if it's like, if Viagra or something like that works out, but I think Viagra just helps with the physical aspect of it. I don't think that happens with, you know, with the interest level. But here's something I heard or I saw online. And at least this is for chicks, but it happens to chicks and guys too. So if you have a solution, perhaps you have lost your sex drive and you got it back. How did you do that? What is the key? Maybe if you're a doctor, you can chime in on this as well. Is it just all testosterone or is there something else, the key to getting that sex drive back? Here are the telephone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. And I'm not embarrassed to talk about it. You know, it happens to guys. And I think, you know, some guys a little later in life, some guys a little earlier. But I've noticed it happens with friends as well. I'll be 46 in October. I just turned 45 this past year. And it just isn't the same as it used to be. You know, I don't feel like I'm 18 or 19. I feel like every time you see like a hot chick on the street, you go like, ah, she's probably a real bitch. You know, F her. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened to me. All right, here's this thing I heard on the internet tonight. It's a chick talking about her sex drive. Yeah.
When Andre Carr started getting older, she noticed her sex drive didn't have the same spark it used to.
I was concerned about my libido and about my life as it was after a certain point.
It's a problem many older women experience.
I'd say maybe as many as 50% notice a decrease in their interest in sex as well as their ability.
Wait, what percent here of women? Wait, hold on.
I'd say maybe as many as 50% notice a decrease in their interest in sex.
50%? What a crapshoot that is in trying to get married and have a long marriage. 50% of chicks are not into it.
As well as their ability to achieve orgasm and stimulate themselves the same way sexually.
I complained about not being moist enough and not being sexual enough, and that's one of the reasons why we decided to change this.
Dr. Michael Silverstein examined Andre and altered the hormone replacement therapy she was taking. He added testosterone.
Hey, that's the key. I think testosterone. You know, if you no longer produce it naturally, you got to get it synthetically. That might be the key there, gang.
He added testosterone, something most of us associate with male sexual characteristics.
It reminds me of an old joke. Have you heard it before? F you, I'm going to tell it anyway. But this chick is having a problem with no sex drive whatsoever. She has absolutely none. So she goes to her doctor, and the doctor says, examines her and says, you're awfully low on testosterone. I'm going to give you just a little bit, because a lot is not good for women. I'm going to give you just a little bit, but I'm going to have you come back every 2 weeks to see if there's any side effects, and if there are, we're going to have to stop giving you testosterone. So she's gone for 2 weeks. She comes back. Any side effects? No, she's fine. 2 weeks later, she comes back, and he says, he goes through a whole exam. Is your Adam's apple any bigger? And she said, no. He says, are you noticing any muscles in places where you didn't have them before? And she said, no. And he says, are you noticing any hair growth at all? And she goes, yeah, just a few more hairs I've noticed are growing on my body. And he said, where? And she goes, on my effing balls!
Balls!
Thank you very much.
Balls! Because she had testosterone!
It's a great goddamn joke, man. All right, let's continue.
The doses that are used in the hormone replacement therapy are so ultra low that they don't cause any of those side effects, but they often are, in many women, not all, the pivotal factor in replacing their sexual function.
For Andre, these little pills made all the difference in the world. She's dating again.
Well, do you want me to tell you that?
Yeah.
I have a significant other plus.
By the way, this is one of the ugliest women I've ever seen in my life. She looks like a lizard. And she's about 75, looks like a lizard. And some guy is coming home to this. Yeet along. He decided not to get in the casket. Decided to go this direction. And he made himself a bad choice.
Okay, I'm blushing.
Not only
blushing. How about her being so kittenish at, 74?
Okay, I'm blushing.
Not only have the pills lifted her libido, she says it's renewed her sense of self-confidence. For WebMD,
please.
I'm Sandy Lamott.
Ugh.
Okay, I'm blushing.
All right, I'm blushing. She looks like she seriously could be at the zoo, the reptile cage. Like F's going out with her. All right, what do you do, folks? You lost interest in sex. Jennifer and Downey are on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you? Hey.
I was listening to your show on Monday, and you were talking about that girl, Sarah Underwood, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, Sarah Jean Underwood.
So my suggestion was, before you go to bed, you should look her up and see if that doesn't get you going.
Ah, nice idea, but I don't think that's the key. You know, my wife's pretty hot. I think it's just me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm always think you're a big fan.
Thank you very much, babe.
And you've got a big penis, by the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, darling.
Okay.
All right, there she goes. Look at that. Said I got a big one, and I'm a stud. Two things guys like to hear. By the way, Gina, we played that commercial earlier. Is it thicker or longer?
Thicker or wider.
What's the key to a guy? Is it thickness or wideness? And aren't those the same thing?
Tim, I think they're exactly the same thing. Like, I mean, obviously, if something is long and if something is wide, those are right. the opposite. But if something is wide and it's also thick, I don't understand the distinguish. Yeah. I really don't.
I think you're right. Here's the commercial.
Hey, guys, take it from a woman. Size definitely matters. But you guys need to know once and for all what kind of size. But you all think it's length that matters. You're wrong. Thick and wide is what women really want.
Thick and wide.
Jesus Christ.
It's like fat and obese, right?
Thick and wide is what...
Isn't it? Yeah, you are in. Yeah, you score. You get the exacta there. You actually, at the dead heat, you get the exacta both ways.
Thick and wide is what women really want. Hi.
Is that right, by the way? Guess that's right, huh?
Yeah.
No wonder I'm not getting, you know, never as good at getting chicks. All right, let's talk to Ed in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Babu, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, bro, I'm the one that has the 7 kids. The whole gang number. Hey, I just
Jesus
came from the doctor's
matter.
I don't know how you could have hit that off the head. I just came from the doctor's, and what he did was he did a blood test for me. And what he said was my testosterone was low, so he said I can take a patch. But I said, well, is there any pills? And he said, no. He said, the only thing I can do is give you an injection in your private. I'm like, oh, no, I'll take the patch.
Yeah, no kidding.
So what you're going to have to do is probably end up getting like a physical, more or less like a blood test, and then they'll tell you how low it is.
How low was your testosterone?
When we get up, we get in our ages there, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I do the same thing as you. Go home, play with the kids, and that's about it.
Right. And so, and what was your level of testosterone? Did he tell you?
I know it was low, though. That's why he told me about the patch.
And how long you been on the patch? Just today?
I just started last week.
How did it help?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, big time.
Is that right?
Yeah, he said it takes about a good 1 to 2 weeks to get into your system. But I feel like I'm having a nicotine fit every time I walk. People look at me, what's the patch for? Oh, nothing. I can tell them what it is. You know what I mean, Babu?
So the patch isn't in the shape of like a big penis, right?
No, it's just a square like a Band-Aid.
All right. That would be terrible, though. That would be a sign that you're not, it's not happening. It's like I went to the racetrack with Jack Silver a couple years ago. And he had a pen in his pocket to mark, you know, the form and the racing form and the program and everything.
Right.
And on the pen, it said Viagra.
God damn it.
And I'm like, who the Christ walks around with a pen that says Viagra in their pocket? Chicks are just looking at it like, hey, that guy's wiener's not working. Who?
No, it's
the guy with the pen in his pocket says Viagra.
I think it's just when you get older, you know, you work a lot. You know, you got, you know, like me with all the kids I got. And, you know, my wife's 30 years old, so it's kind of like, well...
What's the age range of those kids?
I got my 26-year-old, my 24, and then my two girls are in the military. They're 19, and I got an 18-year-old, 17, and Frankie, 5.
Jesus, you got twins in the military?
Yeah, I got two girls in the military. Actually, one's getting ready to go to Iraq.
Wow, good for you, man.
Well, you know, I raised them good. You know, I grew up in the neighborhoods and got out of all that garbage, moved to Ukiah on the golf course, and then just enjoying my life. But
kicked ass.
But you know what? You hit that nail right on the head, though, when you said that. I was like, oh, Babu's talking about me again.
Yeah, I always talk about you, man.
But really, go to the doctor, have him get the blood test, and then have him check it.
All right, maybe we'll see you down at the Commerce next Thursday.
Oh, you're going to be there?
Yeah.
All right, you got
tournament.
It. Well, take care of that beautiful little girl you got, bud.
All right, take care of those kids, man.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, man. Look at that, raising two 18-year-old twins that fall into the military. God bless those girls, man. All right, you've lost a little of your sex drive. What do you do about it? We've heard one guy said, get the patch. And another chick says, just think about Ryan Seacrest's woman. Ryan Seacrest's girlfriend before you go to bed, Sarah Jean Underwood. Oh, that's the answer either. 520-9710. That's your number, 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, it is a break for guys who have a girlfriend or a wife named Sarah. Because they can be having sex with their wife, whose name is Sarah, and be thinking about Sarah Jean Underwood while they're having sex with their wife. And like, oh, Sarah, you're the best. And they can be... Danny, please. Oh, that's right. You do have a wife named Sarah. You're actually going to enjoy yourself for the next couple weeks. But then you could be thinking about that other chick while you're having sex with your wife. Look at that. All right, let's talk to Greg and Yorba Linda. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Pretty good, Tammy. How you doing, buddy?
All right, dude.
Hey, listen, man, don't you have any, like, fetishes or something that works for you, brother?
Yeah, I'm not really, you know, as I always said, my favorite thing to do during sex is nothing.
Well, what I'm saying is, look, if Gina Grad was sitting there right in front of me, that's nice. But if she was sitting in front of me and say, like, lingerie or something like that,
right.
I'd wash your car like 6 times and pay off her student loans. You know what I mean?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on one sec. I think you got a deal. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, brother, you gotta find something. I don't know, if you grew up in LA, you gotta do something kinky,
yeah,
man.
I gotta get into something. Maybe like get a hamster or something.
Hey, Tim.
Or a gerbil.
Will you ask him if he's into silk or satin so
yeah.
I can get started?
Yeah, hey, Greg, are you a single dude?
Yeah, I am.
Because, seriously, if you want to pay off those loans, man, I could hook you up.
Yeah, man. Hook me up, Kenny.
I'll definitely hook you up.
What do you like, Greg? Lace, silk, what are you into?
Let's see. Lace.
I'm on VictoriaSecret.com right now.
Hey, working fast.
What do you like? Garters? What do you like? Anything you like.
Put the garters and make sure you wear heels to bed, too.
Gotcha. Jesus done and done.
Christ.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling, dude. All right. And, Greg, maybe we'll see you tomorrow night. I mean, sorry, next Thursday night, a week from tomorrow night. All right. The sex drive, you've lost it a little. All right. Perhaps in your 30s, your 40s. And you got to do something about it. So far, we've heard the testosterone is the way to go. And maybe some kind of fetish, but I don't know. I mean, what kind of fetish can you get into with, you know, your wife and you got a 3-year-old? What are you going to have, like, put a swing in the bedroom?
Jesus Christ.
And when you're not effing on it, the kid's playing on it? Please. I'm trying to be a decent father here in Los Angeles. Mother effers. All right, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Is there anything natural you can take? I mean, does it have to be like synthetic testosterone or Viagra? Is there anything natural you can do? Maybe like work out? Or that help? Let's talk to a Henry and Laverne. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey there. How are you?
Hey.
Just sick. And I had been diagnosed with diabetes and a thyroid problem. And it was causing, you know, problems with me in the bedroom with my wife. I started taking Juice Plus pills, which are basically a natural form of vegetables and fruits. And it just totally changed my sex drive to the point where I had to go get a vasectomy just because I was concerned that we're getting maybe another kid coming through. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it sounds like it's easier to just tell my wife I'm a diabetic.
Well, it was true for me. It was
So what kind of fruit juices, dude?
No, it was a Juice Plus.
Juice Plus?
They're like these, natural pills. Unfortunately, when I first learned about it, I didn't really think it was, you know, the answer. It was just like another friend trying to get me in a multi-level marketing. But
right.
I'm the kind of person that has to try everything before I, you know, really move on. And so I did it, and it works wonders.
And where
one of her colleagues on the plane, and she, you know, I wouldn't join their
Juice
MLM.
Plus.
Yeah, juice.
All right, I'll check it out. Oh, yeah, please. I'm sorry to dump that call twice, but when you use proper names and then when you use the S word.
God damn.
Think a little, folks, before you go on the air. Please, please. It's not tough. All right, let's talk to Dinah in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Tim.
What's up, baby?
I love you. You're the best person in the whole wide world.
Thank you, baby.
I think you should, like, go away for a little while. Maybe, like, take a little vacation or some go to some horse races or something.
I just took 2 weeks off.
And then miss her then come back.
Well, you know, my wife has been gone for about 5 days. She's coming back tomorrow, and I haven't seen her or my daughter in about 5 days.
So do you miss her?
Yeah, miss them both.
Exactly. So when she comes back, shouldn't that, like, turn you into Rottweiler or something?
Yeah, I don't know, though. I don't know what's wrong with me, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad.
Hey, how old are you?
You should make her put something on, something nasty.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking about? Maybe, like, a jockey outfit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, since I like the races. All right, get out of here, Dinah. Thanks for calling, baby.
Bye.
There she goes, man. Look at that. All right, let's talk to Steve in Pasadena. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Timmy, how you doing?
Hey, all right,
I just wanted to chime into the conversation here. I'm 55 years old. I started out, I got married when I was 37, and I had been celibate for 14 years, but that's another whole story.
Why are we doing that?
I just kind of laid off the sex for a little while, like 14 years.
Were you religious?
It didn't have to do with religious. It had to do with my heart got torn out, you know, when messing around, so I didn't want to do that anymore. But anyway, let me tell you what happened. So I got married at 37. Now, by that time, after 14 years of celibacy, you'd think I'd want it like every night. But right. What happened was, it got to be where I wanted it like once every month, maybe once every 2 months. My wife says, something wrong with you. I mean, you would think, right?
Right.
And so I go down there and I said, I get some blood work done. And I heard you ask the guy earlier, what was your testosterone levels? I'll tell you what mine were. Mine were 250. Now, on a scale, you know, 1,250 is pretty much what you want for a 25-year-old. That's pretty
Wait, 1,250 is what you want?
1,250 is what a 25-year-old is. Now, that's the ideal. That's the optimal. Now, what a doctor will tell you, Timmy, they'll say, look, you're at 250, you're at 300, you're at 400. That's normal. Well, heck with normal.
Right.
I want optimal.
And how do you get that? I mean, you tell your doctor F you?
Here we go. That's what happened. I'm getting to that part. I went and did some blood work, got
Let's
the test done.
Part.
And what he did, he started putting me on 1 cc of testosterone per week. That's the equivalent of the tip of your little finger. And then he put him on growth hormone injections.
Slow down here. cc a week of testosterone.
That's correct.
And that is from a patch or a needle?
No, that's an inch and a half needle in your, you know, where?
In your tuchus?
In the tuchus. And the first time I did
telling my wife I got diabetes.
Well, I tell you what, let me finish. This is good. You got to hear what the results are. You know, it's a cost-benefit relationship. You're going to, you know, so here we go. So let's look at the rewards, then I'll tell you what the costs are. So we get in, I start taking these injections. First of all, I was 160 pounds and looked like somewhat, if I, you know, stuck my tongue out and turned sideways. A zipper. I was pathetic. I put on 30 pounds in the first 3 weeks. Now, this was solid lean muscle mass. This is how depleted I was of hormones. It's called andropause. For women, it's menopause. For men, it's called andropause.
All right. So 1 cc of testosterone every week.
That's correct.
For how long?
Of growth hormone. I got to tell you, Tim, within about 2 or 3 weeks, it got to be, honey, do you have 5 minutes.
Is that right?
It is an incredible transformation, not only sexually, but physically, mentally. It's just one of the, it's the fountain of youth. That's what it is. And I'm, and like I said, I started this when I was 50. I'm 55 now. And
where's your doctor? In Pasadena?
No, he's in Palm Beach Gardens. They do this long distance. What it is, you go one with a blood doctor somewhere in town. They do the blood work. They ship off the blood work, the results, rather, to this doctor's in Palm Beach Gardens, and then they give you the prescription. They send it to you, UPS, FedEx.
And then the prescription's good. And you give yourself your own shot?
Yes, I do. Yes, that's the fun part. Yeah, that's,
I'm going back with telling my wife I got diabetes.
Your leg is like a bunch of mashed potatoes. Once you stick it in for the first like quarter, you know, 1/16 of an inch, that stings a little bit, and then it's like mashed potatoes. It just gushes right on through.
All right, and how often do you give it? Once a week for how long?
Once a week, it's kind of indefinite, and then you do little cleanup phases in between. But I'm telling you, the results are.
What
just
does it cost?
Well, the growth hormone is what is expensive. That's going to run you about close to $1,000 a month.
I got diabetes.
You got diabetes. Well, you're loving this diabetes thing, aren't you?
it's easier to tell my wife I got. Sorry, baby. I just got the diabetes, man.
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
$1,000?
Yeah, that's for the growth hormone. The testosterone is probably only about $120 a month.
Okay. And
so the total package is about a grand.
Have you had the rage? Have you gotten really pissed on it?
I'm actually pretty pissed right now. No, it hasn't. My wife says it does, and I said it doesn't, and so I club her one. I just knock her out, and the argument's over.
But you don't get you don't rage on anybody on this stuff, huh?
No, but okay. I'll tell you what. You remember how when you're a young man, I don't know how old you are, but when you're young, you know, you're 45. Okay, you're ready to take over the world, you know, when you're young.
Right.
And when you get older, you get a little bit more passive, you get a little bit more lazy,
right.
The pooch comes in. Well, let me tell you something, Timmy. What happens is your skin starts to tighten up, your body becomes more, it metabolizes.
All right, I'm going to try this, dude. You sold me. I'm gonna get your phone number off the air, right?
All right, you got it.
I'll call you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hold on 1 second. Hey, can you get that dude's phone number? That guy might be able to save my wiener. I don't think I've said that in the last 12 years on the air. All right, you are in your 40s, perhaps your 50s, and you've lost the sex drive. How do you get it back? That guy had a pretty good response. Derek in Fontana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
All right, dude.
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I got some real good advice from a friend of mine. He had told me that going to a bar or like a social place, social gathering place, and basically,
sure.
You know, let your wife come in there after, see how many times she gets hit on by other men.
Right.
And if that doesn't drive your testosterone, you know, I don't know what's going to, aside from getting the shots or something along those lines. But, you know, it really works.
Like take her to a Denny's and sit in the booth next to her?
Well, not necessarily like a Denny's, but, you know, some place where she's definitely going to get hit on. I mean, if, you know, if your wife, you know, looks great, you know, in a Denny's, I'm sure that's a place. But, you know, some place like that where she's going to get hit on.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. But I don't know if you know this, Derek, but I got diabetes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that might not work then. But, you know, that usually works out pretty good because then you see it and then you're like, well, wait a minute. You know, let me get in here and get with my wife, you know.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, man. Have you done it?
Yeah, it worked great.
Where'd you go?
We went to this bar in the Inland Empire, and basically it was, you know, she sat down, she's sitting there for about 45 minutes, and she probably got hit on about 7 different times.
Wow.
So after that, it was just like, okay, well, let me go ahead, and I'm going to go over here, and, you know, after that, you know, we went home and just, you know, it was great after that.
So you had to have 7 guys hit on her, huh?
Yeah,
Were we there for 3 weeks?
Well, we were, no, within like 45 minutes or so. That's what we had agreed to about an hour. And after 45 minutes, I had enough. I was just like, nobody else is going to go talk to my wife but me, you know?
Hey, I don't know if you heard Robert Schimmel when he was on with us.
No.
He has a great CD that's out, and his wife wanted to try that. His wife suggested that they go into a bar and he go in first, he goes in first, and then she'll go in 20 minutes later, and they'll pick up on each other like they were total strangers. So he goes into the bar, she comes in 20 minutes later, and Schimmel's at the bar talking to two hot chicks, and his wife comes up and goes, hey, what the hell's going on? And he turns around and goes, who the F are you? Funny stuff, man. That's Schimmel. I tell you, he's a genius. All right, you've lost your sex drive just a bit. How do you get that back? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Let's play this whole deal.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña coladas and getting caught.
everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. So you're in your 40s, your 50s, and you lost your sex drive, right? What do you do about it? Al in Glendora, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim. I think exercise helps.
Yeah.
I think if you're in good shape and your cardio shape, all this, you know, everything circulates, your blood's going, you know, there's no flow issues, I think that really helps.
Yeah, but not in my case. I wake up and I run about 5 to 7 miles every morning.
And you're in pretty good shape, though.
Oh, I'm in great shape.
You know, and it doesn't get the libido's gone, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what happened. All right, Al, I thank you for the exercise. No, I don't run 5 to 7 miles. I don't think I can run 5 or 7 miles.
Jesus Christ.
I get tired driving to the track. But I think it's easier to tell Jennifer I got the diabetes. I'll just have Wilford Brimley send over my my testing supplies. My testing supplies.
Diabetes. Diabetes.
You know, I have diabetes.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I have diabetes.
I know. You're doing very well, Wilford.
Diabetes. Call Liberty. Call Liberty.
It's like having Randy Wang, the spokesperson for Bally's.
These are my testing supplies. These are my testing supplies.
Big guy. I got diabetes. I got it under control.
When I say diabetes.
All right, please. Chris and Yucaipa, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
Hey, look at you, dude.
Hey, I'm telling you, I got things to do right now, but I'm stuck to the radio listening to you guys.
Oh, well, you should. What do you got to do?
Well, I got to work at my place. That's how I pay rent.
You got to work at my place?
My place. Like, I had an 8-hour job, and then I got to go home and work there, and that's how I pay rent. Right. Anyways, what I got to say to you is, I may be young, 25 years old.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it's a combination of three things. One, you're old.
Thank you.
Older.
Right.
But I didn't mean to go there first. But second.
Thank God you got through. Go ahead.
Oh, come on now. Anyways, cardio, like the other guy was saying, and then I felt like he got there before I did. But yeah, seriously, when you're in shape,
all right,
you got
energy, man. Just be younger and exercise more?
No, not younger. Just be in shape. Like,
shape,
you got more energy to do everything.
Right.
That's you know?
But isn't it easier to tell Jennifer I'm a diabetic?
No. And you're bored is the third thing. You're just bored. You're married. You got kids.
I love my wife and I love my kid. How dare you?
You're bored in general.
I got a lot of exercise with my kid. I think it is just my testosterone because I live a pretty decent life. I mean, you know, I like doing nothing. And so far for the last 12 years, I've had a job where I haven't had to use an alarm clock. And that's a great 12-year run. Anytime you can put 12 years together where you don't have to use an alarm clock, I think you did something pretty right.
You're lazy, man. I'm lazy now, 5 months ago.
I don't think I'm that lazy, dude. I think I'm...
Yeah, tell me you're not lazy.
Well, I mean, why do you define lazy? I get up and I do stuff during the day. I'm very active for my age, young man.
I listen to you enough to know that you're lazy.
Please, I go to the track.
I should go to the track.
You know how many steps you got to take from most parking space at Santa Anita to get to a box seat? It's like a 2-mile walk.
Hey, listen, I'm calling you now because
and then to up and down or back and forth of those windows.
It's like doing a marathon
out there.
5 months ago, I was on track. I was going good. Now I can't even get it up for the new chick, and I'm 25 years old.
Oh, Jesus, well you. Gotta...
I've been drinking too much, and I'm lazy right now.
Yeah, you smoking cigarettes?
Yes, I started smoking just recently.
Good for you. No, but that'll take away your sex drive as well.
Do you smoke?
Smoke what?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, once in a while.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying. But
yeah, you're too young to smoke. How old are you? Are you 25?
25. No, I quit smoking. I only smoked when I drank for 4 years, and now it just leaked into me smoking every day now.
Oh, hell, got the bug,
that,
huh?
But that's because I'm being lazy, too. I'm sucking it all into laziness and whatnot, and
How's the new chick? Is she pretty hot?
No, I'm staying away from chicks right now.
Oh, you are? For how long?
Until I get my stuff together.
You into dudes? Boo, please. Can't use that term on the air.
God. Check that out.
I know you can't use that term on there. All right, dude. I'll look into that. God, is that guy depressing? All right, Michael in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, baboon.
Hey, look at you, dude.
What's wrong with these people, man?
I don't know.
Out of their mind. Anyway, I'm a natural bodybuilder, basically. And even though what that guy was talking about, you know, I'm terrified of needles. But there's this stuff that increases your testosterone naturally. It's called tribulus.
And how do you spell that?
T-R-I-B. I think it's TRIBULAS, and it's an over-the-counter, like a herb.
How long does that take? And,
huh?
How long does it take to increase your testosterone?
Well, you know what? You take it like in small pill form, and it's supposed to naturally increase your testosterone in your body.
Yeah, but I have a feeling all those, like, natural solutions, you know, they work for people that are in good shape. They don't work for guys that are sitting around, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? Like, you know, you take a... It doesn't hurt to be active, but you know what? I would highly recommend just giving it a try. Don't knock it till you try it. And or look it up online. And hopefully
it'll
help you out.
Yeah, definitely look it up. You take it?
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, I'm 35, but right. I live in the gym, man. That's like my whole life. So
yeah, I don't think I've ever said that.
Yeah, but anyway, listen. Thanks a lot. Your show,
buddy. You're a major stud.
My kidney stones, man. So thanks.
Oh, geez, how painful was that?
I don't even. It's bad, dude. It's I had to have surgery for it.
You worry a lot about crap?
Huh?
You worry about a lot of stuff?
No. I just drank a lot of milk, and that's what happened.
Okay.
You know, but they had to go in and to zap it, dude, and that's no fun,
Jesus,
you know?
Jesus Christ. Did you keep the stones?
What was that?
Did you keep the stones?
Actually, you know what? I have. I have one in my collection.
Yeah, they give them to you, I guess, huh?
Yeah, it's nothing special.
All right,
know?
Dude. All right, you're a major stud, buddy.
Get back to
that gym.
I appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. I live in the gym. I think I've ever said that. I don't even think I know where the closest gym to me is. I'd be hard-pressed to get in the car in the morning, and if somebody said, all right, drive to your closest gym, I'd be like, what? I can get you to the liquor store. I can get you to the gas station where they sell beer. But gym, God, I got to think of where the closest gym to me is. Bally's, I don't know where it is.
Ventura and White Oak.
Ventura and White Oak?
Yeah, the Bodies in Motion.
Ventura and...
Well, that's more Balboa.
Oh, yeah, Balboa and... Yeah, I guess it's Bodies in Motion, right?
Right next to Shape Fitness.
Yeah, Bodies in Motion, man. Yeah, but if I go in there, you know, by the time I come out, they'll change the sign. Bodies in Slow Motion. All right, let's talk to David in Hollywood. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Tim, what's happening?
All right, you've lost a little of testosterone, at least I have. What do you do for it?
Well, I'm going to tell you the cost-effective way and a cheap way to do it. How's
perfect,
that?
Perfect. What do you got?
Okay, so forget the whole lingerie. Forget all that. I know that'll last for a while, but the best thing to do is if you can convince your wife to put on a Richard Nixon mask. I'm telling you, man, it's hot. There's nothing gay about it. That's all I have for you, my friend.
I did. A Richard Nixon mask.
Jesus Christ.
How about that? How about, like, you know, I get drunk and I go buy a Richard Nixon mask just to, you know, try it, and that's the solution. And then every time I go to a party, she has to wear the Richard Nixon mask for me to get all crazy. Like, hey, we're at a wedding. Why is your wife dressed up as Richard Nixon? It's a long story. Please. I mean, please, for God's sakes. I mean, if we want to have any fun later, she's got to wear the Richard Nixon mask, okay? Just leave her the F alone. You should try it yourself. Your wife over there, you'd be really into her if you put that Richard Nixon mask on her. And that's like the solution. Wouldn't that be cool? That's the solution. You don't have to take any shots in your ass or work out or drugs or anything. Just put a Richard Nixon mask on your wife. I think that would work. All right, let's talk to a Marcia in Long Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey. Fine. Yeah, I got to tell you, you're funny as hell. I haven't listened to talk radio for so many years.
Thank you, darling.
And I just love you. I never get tired of you saying Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, I just wanted
to... I stole that from Ernie Anderson.
I love it. And I love to... Is that your little girl saying Jesus Christ? I love it. I love it. It just... I love it. I love it so much.
I'll send you a copy of both of those.
Oh, great. Great. I would love it. Hey, first of all, I don't believe that you have a problem. I think you're just saying that. It's a great topic. But,
you misread this one, Marcia.
Okay.
I'm saying you're wrong, but go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you said.
How old are you? You sound young. You're 18, 19?
God, I love you all the more. I am a mature, very youthful cougar.
How old are you?
54. I just turned 54.
You still banging around?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say you should definitely take into consideration investigation for side effects for any medical procedure or injections and stuff like that.
I have no idea what she's saying.
I've never worried about side effects on anything. My wife worries about side effects.
Long term in the what it might do to your health, 5 or 10 years from now. But there are a lot of, one of the guys said, herbal, you should be open to herbal things. And quite a few years ago, I ordered something out of one of these catalogs you get in the mail called Healthy Living. And they had these herb tablets for, to increase men's arousal and productivity.
Right.
And I had this boyfriend who was, he was a lazy guy. He was a musician, lazy guy. And he had an impotence problem because he had to take medicine for his glaucoma.
Don't eat all those nachos.
I ordered some and he took
did
one.
Did you have for me?
No, you're eating all the cheese on it. Don't eat the cheese on those.
Well, what's the point of nachos without cheese?
One hot dog is mine.
Well, you can have the
don't eat. I swear to God, don't eat that.
Well, don't buy me food. Don't buy a fat guy and blame him for eating it.
One of the guys in the street squad went out and went to AMPM and brought back nachos and hot dogs. And Randy's eating all of them. And I know you're going to do it. You're going to eat it until the break, and I'm going to get nothing. I'm going to get screwed again.
Well, that's your loss.
I'm sorry, Marcia. Go ahead.
You should have come in.
Oh, that's okay. No, but anyway, I gave this guy one of these tablets an hour. It said take an hour.
Don't eat all that cheese, dude. I swear to God.
Tim, you cannot.
I swear to God, dude.
You cannot put a limit on nacho cheese.
Don't eat the cheese. You had enough cheese. The rest of that cheese is mine.
Just for that?
Get out of here, dude.
I just licked the entire thing.
All right, thanks for calling, Marcia.
Okay.
You're the best, baby.
All right.
All right. Excellent call. Let's talk to Elmer in, I don't know where Elmer is. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just thought if somebody you need to hang with, maybe he can give you some tips.
Who?
Wilford Brimley. He's got the diabetes.
I get it.
Diabetes, diabetes. Diabetes, diabetes, diabetes.
My testing supplies.
Diabetes, diabetes, diabetes.
My testing supplies.
Diabetes, diabetes.
They come right to your door. They come right to your door. Testing supplies.
Seems like the angriest diabetic ever. You know, I'm Wilford Brimley, and as you know, I've got the diabetes. Wow. All right, let's talk to Jeff in Thousand Oaks. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Timmy, man.
Hey.
Big fan. How are you?
Hey, dude.
Dude, you got me into a poker game about 3 years ago.
How'd you do?
And I sucked, but I've done well in private games since. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Beauty, beauty. So anyways, hey, I was calling about this, and I heard the guy talking about sending the wife in, doing the whole, role-playing thing.
Right.
You know, what I found, dude, I've been for 16 years, and...
Wait, I'm sorry, we're losing you there. What, you did what?
I said, I've been for 16 years, and...
What you said. What'd you say?
But I've been married for 16
married
years.
Married for 16 years, all right.
Yeah. It's not my first roll in the hay either. So
I guess married guys just don't hear that word after a while.
true. But what I found is that, you know what, you get bored. I mean, that's basically what happens, And those guys send them out, send a pipe in to see what happens. That's craziness. Don't ever, ever invite
don't
other
ever
crazy
what?
People. Don't ever invite somebody else into your... life like that.
I wouldn't.
What
do
you
that.
Do is you say, "Hey, babe, I'm going to meet you. Why don't you meet me for a drink? If you're bored, try to find it. Hey, meet me for a drink. And I'll tell you what, every time that I've done that, and I do it once in a blue moon, and I walk in and there are three or four guys hitting on her, and I'll say, hey, babe, walk up, and she appreciates that. She needs to want you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's what it is.
All right, but let me ask you a question.
Sure.
And be honest with me. Isn't it easier to tell my wife I've got diabetes?
Well, you can always use the excuse if your tool isn't, I guess, charged normally.
All right.
But, you can.
All right, buddy, you're a major stud. Thank you for calling, and thanks for updating the software on your phone where we all can understand what you're saying. Folks, you got to buy a phone every once in a while. You know, cell phones don't last for 13 years. The technology advances, and if you don't buy a cell phone, maybe every year, maybe every 18 months, you get a lot of it in your life. And a stink. Okay? So get yourself a new phone. All right, don't forget to sign up for the poker tournament. It's a great tournament every single time we do it. And this next one is coming in next week, a week from Thursday. And Gina Grad will be down there. You're coming down there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You have no idea what you're going to wear?
Not yet. I might coordinate with my BFF, Teresa.
Oh, okay. All right, Teresa Strauss is going to be there. And Randy Wang and his BFF, Frank Kramer, will be down there.
Frank Kramer here.
What are you going to wear? You know yet?
I have not picked yet. You know, I think I'm going to coordinate with my BFF, Frank Kramer.
You should wear a Jack-in-the-Box outfit. Just go for it.
You know what, Tim? I will look for it, but how about I wear one of my old Magic Mountain uniforms?
Do you think they'd hire you at Jack-in-the-Box?
Oh, totally. I have 4 years of fast food management experience.
What's the benefit of working, the benefits? You get a discount on food or free food?
You get a discount, but obviously you can sneak food.
You can.
Did
you sneak food when you worked at Magic Mountain?
All day long. I gained the majority of my weight between 15 and 19, the years I, 15 and 18, the years I worked at Magic Mountain.
What were the air cakes? What are the?
Oh, the funnel cakes.
Funnel cakes.
I used to, especially when I became a manager, I would just start giving people free food so I could eat.
Jesus,
it's like, hey,
Christ.
Everyone have a free lunch just so I'd feel okay to eat. But when I was a supervisor, at Magic Mountain, the only thing you do when you're a supervisor is eat. So you'd spend your whole day planning your lunch, getting your lunch together. But when I worked at the restaurant Moose Burger, I used to make heart attack fries. I'd take a big thing of steak fries, melt cheese on top of them, melt bacon, and melt ranch on top of it.
Jesus, you sound like cancer fries.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
Don't you think Randy has a future as a consultant for Jack in the Box?
Speaking of fast food, I just saw McDonald's is running a special. Two Big Macs for $3.50.
I'll beat you there. How about you order two double cheeseburgers and get them with no ketchup, no mustard, with Big Mac sauce instead. And now you got a $1.19 Big Mac that you can hold in your hand and eat.
Please. All right, folks, sign up for the big tournament, 971FMTalk.com. 971FMTalk.com. John and Jeff are coming up immediately. We'll see you tomorrow for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say at 8 o'clock. It's always fun to do. And thanks for listening. You're listening to Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Can I tell one great Arsenio Hall story?
Yes.
Can you man the dump button ahead of time?
Oh, I can. I got it right here.
Okay, because it's gonna come, and so I'm giving you the heads up warning. So Arsenio does this live.
Can you do it without us dumping it?
Can I just use the letters M and the letter F? Would that be fine?
Yes, you can
okay.
use that. Yeah.
So we're talking. It's a live two way with Arsenio, and he's like, can Sharon Tay hear me? You know, and I'm like, yeah, she can hear you, Arsenio. How are you doing? It's like, she is so effing fine. And you know that MF on Channel 11 just gets on my last nerve. And I'm like, Arsenio,
sounds about right.
It's like,
and this is on the air?
On the air, all live. You go,
KLSX HD, Los Angeles. Los Angeles, the home of the Adam Carolla Show morning with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1 FM.